In Washington, the Senate Judiciary Committee announced this morning it will investigate the data collection company ChoicePoint. The committee wants to know how ChoicePoint lets sensitive, detailed data about more than 100,000 American consumers fall into the hands of identity thieves. So far, writer Bill Stockton is safe. But like many of us, he's worried about so much personal data just out there, and so much of it awkward.
Dear criminals, don't get the wrong impression. If you steal my data, don't think I've been married 5 times. My data makes it look like I've had 5 wives, but really, my second wife and I had a tumultuous relationship at first. She took my name when we got married. Then we had a big fight, and she took her name back. A year or so later, we made up. She took my name. Then we had another fight, and my name was gone again. So really, I've only been married 2x. Also, I did not buy a Boeing 747 airliner with my credit card. That's wrong. I can explain. I think it all started when I went to the hardware store and used my credit card to buy a screwdriver set. Something got scrambled. Maybe the computers got the barcodes for screwdrivers and Boeing 747s mixed up. Whatever. When I got the credit card bill, there it was. One used Boeing 747 that I had supposedly purchased for $6.2 million. Naturally, I called the customer support line. Right away, I could tell that I was talking to someone in Bombay or New Delhi. This person, and then her supervisor, and then the supervisor's supervisor, all thought it was perfectly normal for a typical American to use a credit card to purchase a 747. Try as I might, I couldn't make them understand. So, it never got corrected. I didn't pay the $6.2 million bill, and I don't have a 747 sitting in my driveway taking up a parking space. Oh, and I don't have a police record. I was not arrested in San Diego for heckling Arnold Schwarzenegger during the California recall election. I was never in California during the whole recall mess. I have no idea how that got on my record. Why would I want to go to one of Arnold's rallies anyway when I could just rent one of his movies, like Total Recall, the one about recovered identities?
Okay, then. If I'm not me, who the hell am I?
It is true that in 1991, I got busted by a New York State trooper for going 65 in a 55-mile-per-hour zone on the Taconic Parkway. If you're going to judge me on anything, judge me on that. Sincerely, Bill Stockton.
Bill Stockton's a writer and satirist who lives outside Philadelphia.